Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend John Horvat. He's the author of Return to Order. John, thanks again for being here. We appreciate you, your time. So, folks, I've asked John to join us today to talk a little bit about what I consider to be a dangerous condition that's going on right now in the United States, and that's this seemingly serious discussion about socialism. And the reason I'm bringing this up in a small business show, John, is because socialism is the enemy of our future. All the things that small business owners have worked for, we're planting the ground out here. We can't export our labor to Mali. We can't open up a factory in China. We're planting the ground, and we got nowhere to hide. We can't hide behind some double standard or some powerful PR assault, whatever. We're planting the ground. We got nowhere to hide. And if any little twitch towards socialism is going to land 100% on top of Main Street. And that's the reason why I think we're justified in talking about it on this show. What do you think?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, exactly. I mean, the socialism, everyone knows it doesn't work. Everyone knows it's been proven time and time again.
How many movies do we have to watch, John?
That's for sure. That's for sure. But it just keeps coming on. They just keep repackaging it, putting a different wrapper, you know, just trying it again. It's just crazy, you know, how they're it won't let go on of this issue.
What I don't understand, I'm hoping you can help me with this. I don't understand how a 29-year-old freshman congressperson who would be a backbencher for 10 years, who would be told to shut up and mind your own business for 10 years by the leadership, male or female, it doesn't matter who you are, for 10 years, actually, and who's never done anything, never had a serious job, never managed people, never owned a home, as far as I know, never had a child, never got married, never started a business, never made a payroll, basically hasn't done anything with her life. How is this Ocasio-Cortez person, where does she get the chutzpah to tell me and small business owners how we should live our life over the next 10 years, to be given her generation child family advice? What kind of chutzpah is that, and how does she get that kind of airtime? I don't understand that part. Can you explain that to me?
Well, I think she's a sad reflection of the times, because people are avid for entertainment, and we're into this entertainment politics, and she's plenty of entertainment. She's got tragedy and comedy, and she, you know, enrages and engages. She's just, I think it reflects on this, you know, the turning politics into entertainment into politics, and she's right in the middle of it, and you know that she gets, that's why she gets the airtime.
But all right, so that's fine. But if I said to you, John, you're interviewing me, and I said, you know, I'm going to, I don't know, if I said something just completely stupid, like socialism works, if I said, we have to do away with all of our carbon footprint, or we're all going to die in 10 years. If I had said that, if I had gone and tried to get some kind of traction in the media, they would have said, well, that's stupid. Nobody's going to interview you for that. Why would they give her that? I mean, why would even the left media not push back on her and say, you know what? I think we're still going to need airplanes in 10 years.
That's for sure. I mean, But she, well, I mean, the left is, the media is left, is leftist. And, you know, we have a ideological and political resonance there, you know, between
Isn't
the two,
that the most dangerous part of
America
right
for the
now?
Other. Yeah. Definitely, definitely.
The media, the corrupt media, in my opinion, the mainstream media, is more dangerous than any other aspect of America right now, in my opinion. What do you think, John?
Definitely, they're definitely there because you know, they're inside. It's an inside enemy, not an outside enemy, and they're, you know, they put on the airs of being objective or, you know, fair and this kind of thing, but obviously they're not, and everybody knows they're not.
Well, and I'll tell you what, folks, if you think we're wrong, watch the media on television over the today, tomorrow, the rest of this week. Just watch how they respond to the Mueller report. In my opinion, you'll get a full dose of whether there's any objectivity there. Now, what do you think, John?
No, for sure. I mean, well, we're going to get the – we have frontline seats this week, so just might as well look at it and see what's happening.
So socialism is, we know it won't work, but why is it something that is still compelling right now to some people?
I think it's because there is a part of human nature that wants a type of bad part of it, human nature that, you know, always wants egalitarianism, equality. You know, a complete and absolute equality.
Yeah.
And it's very attractive. You know, you don't have to work for it. And so it is a constant battle of this whole thing of equality throughout history, and especially modern history is always trying to go back to the equality issue. And I think that's why she's so popular.
When we come back, we're going to talk about the difference between liberalism and socialism. It's a big deal, folks. It's a big difference. Quick break. 10-10.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.